Merci beaucoup, Madame.
Thank you very much indeed. Madam Chair, High Commissioner of the United Nations for Refugees, distinguished delegates, fellow participants, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to preface my remarks on behalf of the delegation of the Republic of Chad by aligning ourselves with the declaration delivered yesterday on behalf of the African group. I would like to echo previous speakers in taking the floor on behalf of the government of the Republic of Chad to thank you for the opportunity that has been furnished to us during the 75th plenary session of the Executive Committee of the UNHCR to address you all. We are meeting once again this morning to address a critical and crucial question, and that is the crisis of forcibly displaced persons and the solutions that we can bring to bear on this issue. President, High Commissioner, I'd like to take this opportunity provided to me by this gathering to bear witness to all the praiseworthy efforts undertaken by the UNHCR, in particular by Mr. Filippo Grandi, to provide multiform aid and assistance to Chad, from which we have benefited, and it has indeed been beneficial to position us to confront the challenges linked to proper management of forcibly displaced persons and addressing their needs. I think it may be worth providing some background. Since the beginning of 2003, my country has played host to some 1 million forcibly displaced persons, and we have willingly played host to them in light of our obligations under international legal instruments in the field of international protection, international legal instruments that we have ratified. Our determination to step up to the plate and to deliver on our responsibilities takes the guise entirely of two significant pieces of legislation, the Law on Asylum and the Law for the Protection of Internally Displaced Persons, adopted on the 31st of December 2020 and the 1st of August 2023, respectively. All of this in line with Chad's accession to the engagements signed up to during the United Nations General Assembly in New York in September 2016 relating to the Global Compact for Refugees, Migrants and Other Forcibly Displaced Persons. That was 2003. As of today, we play host to some 1.7 million forcibly displaced persons in our territory, which represents 4% of the population of Chad, and which ranks us amongst the 10 largest hosts of refugees in the world and second in Africa. Since the outbreak of the conflict in Sudan on the 15th of April 2023, our own National Centre for Reintegration of Refugees and Returnees, the CNAWR, as well as UNHCR and the IOM, have recorded a mass inflow of refugees, more than 650,000, and returnees, 230,000, coming from Sudan. As I'm speaking to you, we are seeing about 1,000 additional refugees and returnees cross the border daily. And they are then coupled alongside the 600,000 refugees from Darfur who have been on an extended stay for more than 20 years in our country, many of them in sites and camps in the eastern part of our country, just to give you an idea of the scale of the phenomenon. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, as I think will be no surprise to you, the presence of so many hundreds of thousands of refugees on our soil represents a burden not just for the government, but also an additional burden for the host community, are already struggling under challenging circumstances. And this, of course, setting aside the sheer scale of the challenges with which we are confronted and which we need to address if we are to continue to be able to provide humanitarian assistance to these distressed persons that we're hosting in our country. I do not doubt that we will benefit from the determination and willingness of our partners to mobilize resources, allowing us to provide the care and support for these tens of thousands of refugees to fulfill what we agreed during the second Global Forum on Refugees, where my own country entered 7 commitments that were pro-refugee in order to ensure a positive transformation of the life both of refugees and of host communities by inter alia supporting access to employment, education, healthcare services for refugees and for host communities, the adoption of decrees governing legal aid and legal assistance, support for access to documentation and improving the asylum access procedure. In addition to all the aforementioned positive steps, we continue the fight against statelessness, which is at the heart of our strategies. We base our approach on the commitment taken during the high-level segment on statelessness that was part of the 72nd session of the Executive Committee in 2021. We have undertaken a Herculean work to register births and to deliver substitute birth certificates for refugees and internally displaced persons. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, I would like to launch an appeal before you all to our donors. This is, I think, appropriately integrated within the growing signs of international solidarity that we're seeing are necessary to meet the needs of both its forcibly displaced persons and populations, but also host populations. This appeal would fit neatly within our integrated regional response to refugees and returnees, which is intended to meet not just their needs, but also the needs of host populations and strengthen opportunities for livelihoods. The intended regional budget to meet these needs for Chad stands at $630.29 million. That's the sum of money we need, but we've only managed to raise $161.5 million thus far. In other words, there's a funding gap of $469 million, which needs to be plugged. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to solemnly reaffirm before you all that our country, Chad, will continue its efforts to support refugees while simultaneously expressing our deeply held hope that a negotiated political solution can be reached in Sudan, our brother country, which would allow for the voluntary return of many refugees to their country of origin. We reaffirm also our government's willingness to work with technical and financial partners to prioritise the triple humanitarian peace and development nexus in order to empower forcibly displaced persons and the communities hosting them. I wish to reiterate our thanks, our gratitude to the UNHCR and to our technical and financial partners, but also to those international and national NGOs who have tirelessly provided their support to the government of Chad, assisting us as we seek to confront the multiple humanitarian and security challenges ranged against us, and this in a particularly challenging set of global circumstances. Nonetheless, I do appeal to the international community, to donors, and to innovative financing mechanisms to pool their efforts with flexible and unearmarked contributions in order to allow the UNHCR to respond effectively, efficiently, and nimbly to the needs of forcibly displaced persons in the Republic of Chad. I reiterate our call for a equitable sharing of the burden and responsibilities when it comes to responding to and meeting the needs of persons who fall under the purview and remit of the UNHCR. To conclude, I would like to reaffirm once again before you all that Chad's borders will remain open to welcome the mass inflow of refugees. Thank you very much.